Welcome back to the Lovely Craftians. This episode continues the group's game of Pugmire, a dog-themed RPG similar to D&D. We appreciate you letting us indulge in a much-needed side quest while we get our schedules back on track. We will be returning to our regularly scheduled Lovely Craftians game on April 30th. In the meantime, let's join Charlie, Durian, Gwen, and Trashcan as they venture outside the capital city of Pugmire on their fetch quest to find the ticking rose in the ruins of Westminster.
Out of the dry scrub bursts a rat, and he's got two weapons up.
I knew that was the noise.
It's literally the only noise I've heard right now.
And he just keeps coming at you guys. What would you like to do?
Go ahead.
Can I do a loud, loud belling bark?
Would you want to do that in this situation?
Yeah, that would be intimidate.
I would like to basically do the same thing. I'm going to attempt to intimidate the rat.
I don't think I pass because I got
no.
You
look really fluffy and cute.
Aww.
Durian, how are you gonna intimidate this guy?
I'm gonna like bark ferociously and like bang my sword and shield together.
So he stops flailing and he's terrified. You scare him onto his ass. Now what are you gonna do with him?
Now I'm going to attempt to attack the rat.
Okay, roll initiative.
Oh fuck.
What's going on?
Jesus.
I didn't see it, but you got a natural one. Oops.
No, what did you
and
do?
So you get stuck into a bark loop, and this rat recovers. He has to
Fair.
Use an action to get up.
Yeah.
You're using your action to stop barking.
Bark ferociously.
When's
I forgot to actually engage. Just barking.
Yeah.
Like one of those dogs, like, at first you're afraid of them because they're, like, just barking and you see saliva going everywhere, but then, like, you notice they're not actually coming any closer to you. They're just one of those dogs that's just, like, barking at you a lot.
And you're just like, yeah, so I'm just gonna leave now. Yeah. Back up. Like, kill me.
Can I get my bow and arrow out and point it at him?
Sure. Roll
like, in his face?
Yeah, roll your d20. Tell me what you get.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got this knocked and in his face, like, instantly.
All right, calm down. Sit down.
I just stood up.
Well, sit back down.
He plunks down. He's still holding his little stickers.
What do you know? You plant them in the in the dirt.
He does exactly that. But it takes him a minute of squinting at you.
All right, go ahead and ask him questions.
Why do you assume that I'm great at asking questions?
Fine, I'll ask questions.
I was. It was just, you don't know me.
You're quiet and you seem intelligent.
Hmm. And you're a foodie.
Who are you?
Great little question.
Little creature?
Radicus. Great name.
Thank you.
Right. Family name?
Why are you charging at us in the middle of the night?
Didn't know I was charging at you, did I?
Why were you charging, period?
Because I was scared.
Of what?
The thing.
What thing?
The thing.
What's the thing?
Can you describe said thing?
It was big, and it threatened to eat me.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so scared.
He's about the same size as you.
Yes. I'm small to small. I understand.
I snicker at this point. So the thing threatened to eat you in the woods? Like from where?
Is it still chasing you?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, we have something big coming. Big people. You can
protect
you
the small one.
Protect the smalls.
Was it a dog or was it something else?
No, it wasn't a dog.
Sid.
I would like to see if I can smell anything on the air. See if maybe the wind is blowing in our direction.
Okay.
Nope.
What's going on?
Nope. That is a
It
six.
Smells like air.
Can I do
what did you do?
I blessed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can. I think it's going to be your wisdom.
No.
What'd you get?
I got a 7, so.
And what's your wisdom modifier? 13. No, the modifier.
Oh, it's plus 1. I added plus 1.
Oh, okay, okay. So. He just looks like a really terrified rat.
Oh, he looks terrified. Enough that it passes, I guess, so. Let's keep an eye out for
him. He's like scooting, like away, using his little his stickers, I guess, in the ground, and he's like pushing himself away. Like, not backwards, he doesn't want to go back, but he's like pushing himself to the side.
Further away from where he came from, like just going.
Yeah, try it.
Well, I have my arrow in his face.
Yeah, but he still wants to get away.
No. Don't worry, Radicus. I'll protect you. I've got a staff, got magic powers, and they'll protect me. Yay! It's agreed. Gwendolyn?
That's not me. I'm just Gwen.
Guinevere?
No.
It's Gwen.
It's
wait.
It's just Gwen. That's what I'm... My name is... You know what?
Where did you come from?
The ruins.
Oh. Do you live at the ruins?
No! Hell no, I don't live at the ruins.
But you went into the ruins.
Why were you there?
I was passing by the ruins.
And then something came out of the ruins? And she
yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's something. This thing was a thing you've never seen before. You don't even know what it is.
It was howling, something fierce.
Can you describe it?
Did it attack you?
Didn't actually see it, but it was big and behind me and making chompy noises.
All signs that one should run. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A small ones.
How long ago was the last time you heard or seen, well, yeah, heard it?
It was just there. You didn't hear that?
No.
No.
I thought dogs were supposed to have good hearing.
We're sleeping.
Do so notice.
What are you looking for?
I want to hear the surrounding area.
Is it still making the noise for you?
Yeah, you can. Oh, no. No, you can't. That is a 2.
God dang it, I took away your bad luck.
Can I try and see if I hear a tune and then, like, a stuff?
Yeah, but that, yeah, that'll be it.
Haunted.
You hear an odd howling. It's not quite a dog, but you haven't heard it before.
Oh, that's not good. I can hear that. That is not a dog.
It is pretty far in the distance, though.
But it's somewhere near.
Towards where you were going.
Okay.
Are we in nearby danger?
It sounds far away, but it is in the direction you probably know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gonna be open. Gonna be vulnerable.
You have not been anything else but.
That's scary. That's all. That's all I want to say.
And I pet your head.
Thank you.
Can I pet the rat's head?
You can try.
You should ask.
Roll initiative.
Have fun with that.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh, luckily he got a 1, so it doesn't matter. All right, so you go to pet him, and he reels back, and he like hisses at you. He's like trying to get his stickers out of the ground.
Radicus is not in a good place right now. Okay. Probably not.
Let me go.
Time.
Let me go.
Okay. No, we're friends now.
No, I gotta go.
But we're friends.
We'll be long distance pen pals.
Okay.
All right, to you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
That's Trash Can, by the way.
Oh, Trash I love Can. Your name.
Thank you.
He gets up and he takes off into the brush in the opposite direction.
Did he leave his daggers?
No, he took them with him.
Well, I'm not back sleeping.
I'm up now.
What are we doing? Should so we... do we go back? I'm not going back to sleep, so.
I am.
Gwen literally makes that face like, dude.
No, I'm actually going to make a circle around the camp first and see if I can smell anything else, any other weird tracks or even, and I'm going to take one more smell to see if the rat smell, the tracks smell any different than they would.
What do you mean?
I'm seeing if like I can smell anything on the rat tracks that you might have tracked with
him. That were not just the rat?
That is an 18.
Yeah.
See, I took away your bad luck, and I gave it to me.
Yay! So you smell kind of a weird musky smell in addition to rat odor that you might associate with a badger.
All right. So I'm going to put this in the back of my head when I go to sleep.
Mushroom.
Wow, just like flashbacks right now.
That's what I'm dreaming of. That's what, like, my back leg twitches.
Chasing badgers.
Yeah, I'm chasing badgers.
I'm not asleep.
Genevieve, do you know any good stories? I can read you my memoir. Okay. Chapter one.
I was born.
My mom, like, who cares about her? It's all about me, right? Next chapter. Chapter two. I was great. So, in the second grade, I was great. The end of that chapter. I'm still working on it. I'm still workshopping it. I haven't been to my writing group in a while.
Keep going.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. Chapter three. One time I fell down. I didn't like it, so I stopped doing that. Next chapter. I'm trying to keep it light and like something you'd read, like, you know, like maybe when you're like going to the bathroom, you know, like a real light read, real light. You know, I think I'm gonna call it like a bathroom read or, you know, something like that. I don't know, I'm still workshopping it. How do you like it so far?
You're selling it very well.
Thank you! Oh my gosh, thank you so much! You're so wonderful! What a treasure! Genevieve, I'll put you in the thanks. So, that's all I have so far. Oh, I should write about this moment right now while it's happening. Genevieve.
Because while she's doing it, I'm gonna slowly just like kick her to hold the camp. And she's like, I'm going to sleep. And it's your turn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Listen to her memoirs.
Okay. Did I tell you about the time I fell down and decided not to fall down anymore?
No, tell me more.
Chapter three. One time I fell down and I didn't like it. So I decided I'm not doing that anymore.
How did you fall down? What happened?
It's a very painful memory, so do not want to relive it. But thank you.
I'm not. Don't be brave.
How do you like it?
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So wonderful. What's your favorite part?
Not doing it anymore.
Me too.
Such a powerful moment.
And she's like, get a reward or something.
You know, I'm still workshopping it. I like to keep it short and snappy, kind of like me.
Are you going to have a picture book? Instead of maybe, like, I heard the word bathroom. What's up with a bathroom?
Well, I want it short and sweet, like something you'd read while you're going to the bathroom.
No, make it a picture book. That way you have pictures of you all the time.
Innovative idea.
Pictures never on every page.
Thought of this. Okay. Okay. Pictures of me.
Yeah, like chapter one on one page,
baby
picture of you on the other page.
Oh my god, I need to sit down. Oh wow. Oh, I didn't even know books could have pictures. What? Oh. Okay.
You're going to have a photo shoot. It's going to be lovely.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Wow. You're going to have tiny little outfits.
Oh my gosh. I need to figure out outfits now. Okay. I'm writing this down. Outfits. You. Oh, you. Ooh, you.
Just tail wagging fiercely.
You. Good dog. You a good dog. You my dog.
This is how the rest of the evening passes. Wonderful. You've made significant progress in your memoirs now. Day breaks. It's pretty overcast. It's not going to rain yet, but it maybe could if it wanted to.
Can I smell for the rain?
Yes, you can. You already did. It's not there yet.
Okay.
So you guys pack up camp and you take off in that direction towards the ruins again.
Oh, are you doing the Chihuahua shake?
Yes.
No, I was like, shiver. I was like, wow, that's on point. This is exactly like you intended.
It's not that I'm afraid, but I am afraid. So I'm going to be vulnerable right now, if you don't
mind.
Are
you afraid of badgers?
I don't like them. I mean, that's mean to say. I don't know a badger personally, but I do fear them. Quite a bit.
Are they just taller than her? Or
yeah. Okay, oh yeah. That explains a They're lot. About the size of your basset hound friend.
I have reason to believe I smelled a badger on the trail of the rat last night.
Oh, yay! Okay.
At least he told you now and not last night.
That's the exact moment where you met a badger.
You know,
by the way, I smelled one of those.
Sometimes you know what? Surprises in life. It's ignorance is bliss, they say, right?
Oh. Just think about your photo shoot. There's your happy moment.
Your memoir and making it great.
Yeah.
It'd be more like portraits.
Yeah.
Portrait settings.
Little tiny outfits for me. Okay.
Just think about that, and we need to get going, because it's going
yes.
to rain.
Oh.
And rain fur, I mean,
that'll look awful on your coat.
It would, like, kind of reduce my poof.
Yeah.
Until I dry it off, and then extra poof.
It would be poofness.
It would do absolutely nothing to me.
Just look cool.
I'd look like a cool dog in the rain. Yeah.
Get all the bitches.
Well,
they liked it too.
Yeah, they loved it.
So I just don't like the rain on my ears.
Smell like wet dog around here, right? That's okay, I'll laugh.
So, moving forward.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Oh, guys, look what Trash Can did to my ears. She made it look into a bun, as I do quotation paw things.
Yes, I invented it last night.
They're kind of tied up on top of her head, like swirled around and tucked into each
so
other.
It's like some sort of like dog man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're rocking it.
Thank you.
If you turn your head too fast, it falls out.
It's okay. I'll fix it. Honestly, this is just what's keeping me together mentally.
Yeah, that's what my job is. I just keep her calm.
Good.
Before too long.
You're my thunder vest.
Your emotional thunder vest. Before too long, you find yourself at the mouth of the ruins, and it looks like it was once a very tall and wide building, and now there's like doorways and collapsed walls. So it's pretty rubble-ish.
This place is gross, am I right? Oh!
It comes from way further in.
I don't like that. Guinevere, go get it!
I think he should go get that.
Let's go get our artifact.
Our gold.
I'm a big, brave dog.
You can stand behind me.
Who's a big dog?
Large, brave dog.
You can stand behind me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who wants a treat?
I would love a treat, actually.
Who wants a treat? What's a treat?
Do you have treats?
No, I have rations.
My eyes just lighten a little bit at the word.
You can give them a piece of ration and try to pass it off as a treat.
I do that with Breadcrust all the time.
It's a treat. All right, we're going to do this and then we're going to get a treat.
Okay.
We're going to treat ourselves.
We're going to treat ourselves because we are good dogs.
I
put my paw like on a rock, like where we put their paw.
Okay.
Everybody racks it.
Yeah. Go team. Sunshine, flowers, diamonds, mermaids.
Treats.
And bark.
And bark.
Bark.
All right. I am leading the way into wherever I think that the sound may have come from.
Okay, so beyond that ruined doorway, and once you get past the initial rubble, it seems like it seems like a car horn can go fuck itself. It seems like it's more of a cavern than it was. So if it was a building at one point in time, the exterior had almost completely collapsed, but inside there were still rooms and hallways. Do a notice for me. So in amongst that dusty, musty ruin smell, you start picking up more of that rat smell, which is weird because he said that he hadn't been in here. And you can kind of follow it roughly through the chain. Huh? That was not intentional. roughly to what you think is one of the center antechambers. And in here, are you going to light a torch?
Yes.
If I need to.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I don't have
I have a hooded lantern, so like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. You're going to use your lantern on that one? All right.
That way I can keep my sword and board out, I guess.
Yeah. So you light up the area, and there are kind of weird, like, decrepit ramps and hoops and these odd pedestals, and there are three pedestals in this room.
Hmm. Like a circus or like an agility course?
More like an agility course.
Okay.
Like a really old one.
Okay. Can I do a notice?
What do you notice?
I want to see if there's any beings around us.
Any beams?
Beings.
Beings.
Yeah. Like live hearts.
That would be a different skill, I think.
So three pedestals. Nothing's on them, I'm assuming.
You'd have to go check.
Okay. Do I walk up to it to notice it? Or can I just, like, notice
You're going to have to go because it's dark.
You got the torch.
I do have the torch.
Got a lantern.
I will carefully walk forward and get only close enough to have a light.
You're doing great.
You are a shining beacon in the darkness.
Thank you. That is the nicest thing I have heard in a very long time.
Take it for what it is.
Wonderful.
Okay, so walk forward, get to the closest beam that's in front of me until it is shining. I don't know how much of a distance that is, but...
All right, so this pedestal has kind of a weird semicircle indent, like something goes there.
Okay. So like, okay. I don't want to like yell back at them, so I was just like, oh, I'll just like walk back over to them and like tell them like, hey, there's an indent. Looks like there might be an object that goes in there, or like something fits into it.
Mm. Let's take a look around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you haven't seen any creatures of sorts?
No.
Okay. That's good.
That's good. Okay. Keep in mind, I wasn't looking for them either, so...
Oh, okay.
So,
let's...
Stay behind a bigger person.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Alright, so I'm gonna look around. It's just a room, right?
I'm gonna stick right by you.
It's a pretty big room. So yeah, I'm just gonna start walking around.
Gonna be right behind you. Right behind you.
Limit of the room, I guess.
Okay. There's another doorway that leads off here, and there's one to your right, there's one forward, and then there's one behind the pedestals, mm-hmm. and then there's the door that you came in.
So that I'm guessing each one of those, and like exits, I guess, would it be something that goes onto the pedestal? Can I just like peer into, like I'm gonna walk up to one of those entrances and like peer through that, the doorway, or like, area, I guess.
Okay, are you gonna do it with your lantern?
No.
All right, it's too dark to see.
Yeah. All right, I will do it with my lantern then.
Okay, so illuminating in here, there are a lot of skeletons. Some are dogs, some are rats. There are a couple badgers.
What do you see?
Don't worry about it. I just pulled my, I was like, you know what? We don't need to.
Okay.
Do you want to roll a notice for me?
Yes.
Do you have that skill?
I do.
Okay. So in amongst the rubble, you find kind of a weird shell that's perfectly round. Mm. And they're kind of in the middle of the skeletons.
It's like, so I see something that might fit into one of those indents.
But I'll go get it.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. I'm just going in. Going right in.
There's scales.
You got the lantern. I have the sword.
Okay. I'll just keep my light there, but right. Like, keep in mind there are skeletons in there.
Mm-hmm. They're skeletons.
Don't worry about it.
You guys got my back.
I have a dagger. I'll have my bow out.
Okay, you got your bow out?
Yeah. Trash cans.
I'll take out two throwing knives.
Just. All right, so I'm going in.
Trash cans just holding onto his staff.
Theoretically picking up the thing. The round shell thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am bringing it back.
Okay, as you go to hold on, or you grab this thing, mm-hmm. you start pulling, and then one of the skeleton hands grabs a hold of it and starts pulling back. And now whoever's in this room gets to roll initiative.
All of us.
Oh shit. cool.
Not terrible for once.
That once.
The Lovely Craftians is brought to you every week by Wampus House Productions and our game mistress slash writer slash editor, Cassie. Starring Amanda as Charlie the Basset Hound, Lovely Spousy and Lee as Durian Clawmore the Doberman, Sade as Gwen the Akita, and Samantha as Trashcan the Long-Haired Chihuahua. This episode is proudly dedicated to our Cthulhu Mythos experts on Patreon, Alex, Fiery Unicorn, Carl, Tony, and Tyler. We'll dig up trouble with you any day.